Blog Talk Radio. Yes, worthy is the Lamb.
So much for blessing us. Thank you for mothers that you provided for us. We are so blessed because of them, and we wouldn't even be here without them, and we thank you for giving them that love like no other, that they had a love or have a love that's so amazing. That it keeps us close to them. And it keeps us yearning for them. As they were our first love. And we thank you so much for that intimate bond between mother and child. That you put in us, that you installed in us. Thank you, God, for knowing exactly what we needed to understand what love was really all about, using a human being to teach us how to love our Heavenly Father. Thank you for letting a human being show us how much our Heavenly Father could love us. And it is just a taste of what you are capable of doing. And Father, we just thank you so much for just making it all possible. You are an amazing God. And you are so awesome. Worthy is the Lamb. You are so holy. You are holy. Thank you. We thank you for everything that you do for us. In Jesus' name, we ask that you continue to bless us as we praise you and lift up your holy name today in this show on Solar Records Radio. Oh, thank you. You are holy. Amen. This is awesome. I'm so blessed and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers around the world and your amazing mothers and the mothers that just struggle in motherhood. Happy Mother's Day to you too. And, you know, we don't understand everything that you go through All we could do is love you through it. And whatever it is that you're dealing with as a mother, we love you despite what you're going through, because we were told to love you, because God put that on us as Christians to love who he loves. So we love you and we admire you and we just pray for you to get stronger in it, to get, you know, to let God shine, to get the peace of God in your life. And know that it's going to be okay. You're still a mother. You're still a mother. Okay? And you can do this. But you need to do it with the power of God right there with you, with the blessing of God. And turn your life around and give it to him. And let him carry your cross. And at the same time carry you. He can do that because he is God. He is God Almighty, and he is ready, willing, and able. It's just up to you to surrender to him, and everything is going to be okay, and you need to know that. Pray so much for you, and I love you, and we all love you because you belong to the King. You are very special. And so thank you so much for being a blessing to us here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you for everything that you do. We love you and we love you. And so listen, I'm going to Dr. Gayla Massey come on, and she is going to share something for the mothers. Okay. So let me see. Are you there? Are you there, Gayla?
Yes, I love that way you struggled on my name, hubby. Hello, everyone out there. Just want to say happy Mother's Day to all. And to all the daughters and sons in this world. You know, Mother's Day gives people around the world the chance to just shower the women with gifts and appreciation. You can give homemade gifts, flowers. It's just always special to share a message with your mom, and it really means to let your mom know how much you appreciate her and honors and sacrifices she's made for you. So I thought I'd talk to her just a short time about what the Bible says about Mother's Day. You know, it doesn't, of course, say Mother's Day, because it's a relatively new holiday in our modern history, but the Bible does directly address the holiday of Mother's Day in all kinds of verses. It celebrates motherhood and mothers. I thought perhaps I might share a few of those scriptures with you, because the Bible is full of it. But if you think of Corinthians 13:4-7, it tells you about love. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Then if you look back at the Old Testament, Proverbs 23:22-25, let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. Then if we think of Galatians 5:22-23, it goes on to say that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. There are so many different quotes in the Bible that you can get back. I think all of us know that one in Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. But also, you know, I don't know that I've really remembered Proverbs 31:28-31. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Leviticus 19:3. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. The man that called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living, from Genesis. There are so many different quotes and scriptures in the Bible that talks to us about love and about our mother who bore us. I am so blessed to have two wonderful children, and I love them equally. The one son, my first son, was born on May 8th, today's his birthday, and he was also born May 8th, which was Mother's Day. So talk about a gift from heaven, your firstborn. Of course, I was gifted again by my second. Just didn't happen to fall on Mother's Day, but it fell at a really great time, too, you know, there in the summer, and it gave me summer joy. So there are so many things in the Bible that, you know, it talks about women, to give honor to them. It talks about keeping your soul diligent and to not forget that your eyes have seen and been rejoiced. To let them be known to your children and your children's children. We are so blessed for the Bible to tell us how we should love, respect, honor, and follow the teachings of our mother. So today is a blessed day, not only for the mothers of this world, but also for the children who have been blessed by them. So reach out to your mom, reach out to your, you know, children, and be in love for the rest of this day. And I'm sorry that I have to go fast because my beautiful daughter is waiting in the hall, just came through the door to take me to a movie and dinner, and I think I saw a bouquet of flowers in her hand. So I've got to run. But you guys have a blessed day, and just remember that if you haven't delivered those gifts yet, you can always go to the Bible to find a very special scripture that you might deliver along with those gifts. All you have to do is look up Bible scripture and Mother's, and Mother's Day, and you'll find a lot there to think about, to enjoy, and to implement. Everyone out there, you guys have a wonderful day. Yes,
let me ask you a question before you go. How did it feel, or how does it feel, what did it feel in terms of like when you first had your first child? How did it feel becoming a mother?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I think when you're younger, you probably have one reaction to that first motherhood opportunity. And then when you're older, you have a different, you know, perspective too. But how did I feel when I first became a mother? I was so overwhelmed with love. You look at that little face and you just, it's just being so overwhelmed with the love that God puts in your heart that it's hard to describe. But you also feel it for that second child, or third or fourth, how many you might have, because each time you see that little face, when you just are overwhelmed with love, and when you see that smile for the first time on your own child's face, your life is dedicated to them for the rest of your life and their life while you're here on Earth.
Yes, yes.
So
it's
happy
amazing.
Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there.
All right.
Yes,
well,
please.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know you have to go. Tell Kelly, thanks for making the dogs go crazy when she got here. Right in the middle of my prayer.
Thanks for making the dogs go crazy when you got here. Because you know what? You got the love of your kids, but you also got the love of those dogs.
Yeah.
And here, the horses, cats, and chickens.
Well, you guys,
you have a nice day out there all around the world.
All right.
We love you. And God loves you.
God bless.
Bye. Love you, darling.
Bye-bye. My buddy, love you too. All right. So, anyway, guys, I just wanted to also just remind, you know, step parents, stepmoms, how amazing you are. You are so amazing because you chose to be a child's mother. You chose to step right in and bless them and love them. It wasn't like your child is born and this is what you get. You went into the situation knowing what you had to deal with and said, I'm ready to take this on. And you did that. And we're so grateful for you. We're so grateful for step-parents. You know, but you step-moms are just amazing because you just give up your life to be there for another life and bless it and take care of it, nurture it, and keep it. So thank you. Thank you so much for loving children that didn't even come out of you. But God put it in your heart to love them. And you took the challenge on. And so we are so appreciative of you and your sacrifice and your love and your nurturing. So thank you so much. All right, guys. Well, you know, Mother's Day is amazing. You know, I think Mother's Day is, I mean, Father's Day, we just get the same old tie, get the same belt, get the same handkerchief, get the same cologne. And that's it. But mothers get this amazing thing. And they you know what? And they deserve it. They deserve it. You know, it's all good. But there's some great Father's Day things, too, that happens. It's just a wonderful thing just being, you know, there to love and nurture and take care of someone. It's a beautiful experience. So, but anyway. I want to get back to the praise music. I want to thank Ayla for coming on and just sharing and reading those things to us. And to all the mothers in the world, I hope you're being spoiled and just getting all the love you deserve. Thank you so much. Now, this song makes me very emotional. It's a song that I played on Easter at church, and it really touched me. Deep down inside, and then I played it again today in church, and once again, I mean, I was up and I was just very animated because, I mean, how can you contain yourself when you know that the great I am is doing everything to be a blessing in your life and take care of you and love you and dying on the cross for you. And asking his Father to forgive those who persecute him, for they know not what they do. I mean, you know, he's so good. He is such a good guy. What a sacrifice he was. He sacrificed his life so that we could live. And how can you not be emotional about that? I'm so emotional about that he would die so that we could live, you know, and it makes me cry because I know that I'm a wreck. I'm like, I just feel like I wasn't worth this sacrifice. The only issue with that is that that's why he did it, because he knew that we weren't capable of saving ourselves. We weren't capable of making our way back home. We weren't even capable of thinking of that we're good enough. I mean, I'm embarrassed for the things that I may have done or said when I think about the fact that he knows all and he still died for me. He still said, you're worthy. You're good enough. I love you despite all of those things. I love you. Not only do I love you, but I will carry your cross for you. What? Oh, yes. I will carry your cross. You just love me. And I will carry your cross. I will take care of you. And not only will I carry your cross, but I will carry you as well. Because you're mine. And I love you. That love is just amazing. And so I want to play this song for you because the name of the song just really, Death Was Arrested death was arrested. And the devil celebrated. He was so excited because he thought it was all over. He thought he had the victory. Jesus had died and he was gone. But because of the power of our Heavenly Father, Jesus woke up. He woke up. And when we play this song, there's a section in this song right in the middle, right in the middle, and it just gets quiet. Right when Jesus dies, it gets quiet. And do you remember when Jesus died on the cross? Right before he died, he says, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Because he's never been separated from his Father. And he could feel it. He could feel it. But do you understand why that happened? It happened because Jesus took on all the sins of the world. He died for all of us. He took on every sin just to save us. And when that happened, when that miracle happened, God could not be there because God and sin don't coincide. God can't be around sin. So when Jesus took it on, God was gone. But just for a moment, just for a moment. And then Jesus says, it is done. It is done. He did it for us, guys. He did it for us. He said, it's done. It is done. I commit my spirit to you, my Father. He commanded his spirit to go home to be with his Father. And as he laid in the tomb, as his body laid in the tomb, it was time. It was time for things to change. And even the disciples, people that were with him all this time, they were confused and scared, didn't know what to do. They didn't want to go to jail. They didn't want to get hung, you know, not hung, but crucified. And they were hiding away. So even if you're that close to Jesus, you're that close where you witness all these miracles, you still fall short because it's our nature. Even Jesus told him, you're going to deny me three times. Three times you're going to deny me. No. And the third time you realize, oh my God, how did he know that? See, he knows what we're going to do before we even do it. That's how powerful God is. That's how good he is too. Because he loves us, even though he knows we're going to screw up. He died for us, even though he knew we were going to screw up. So I just think that what a perfect opportunity for you to just give your life to Christ right where you are. If you're in a bad place and you're miserable and you think you're not worth anything and you're just a mess, God loves you right there. Right there. Oh, he wants to be your pillow right there. Right where you are. He wants to love you and take care of you and nurture you back into health right there so you could be mentally, psychologically, physically healthy enough to move forward. But you have to give him the opportunity. He's waiting. You might not believe in him, but he sure believes in you. Give him the chance to love you. Give him the chance. Let him know that you believe in him. You know he died on the cross for you. And you want him to be your savior. Let him know. He's waiting. He loves you. I want you to listen to this song. Just get close.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Released from my chains, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt. He called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new. Now life begins with you. Yes, it does. Your endless love pouring down on us. You have made us new. Now life begins with you. Oh. Our Savior displayed on a criminal's cross. Darkness rejoices as though heaven had lost. Trusted Jesus, the rose, we are free of the head. That's when death was arrested in my life.
cross my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. Body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone. Messiah is still and all
beautiful. That is so good. Hey, guys, I hope you are good and things are okay. You know, we for those who just tuned in and, you know, you can hear the show from the beginning once it's over. It has to go through the process of what it does. But thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. Happy Mother's Day to all the people that just tuned in. And I hope that you guys are being blessed and being a blessing on this beautiful Mother's Day. I'm just happy for Gayla. She gets to go out to a movie with her daughter and didn't take her out to eat. I mean, that's big time. Hey, she's doing my job, and it's all good. But I'm blessed because of it. And so I know some people that don't even have a relationship with their kids right now, and they're still alive, and they have no relationship with their kids, and it breaks my heart. And I just pray that whatever that is, that gets fixed. You know, I had a great conversation today with my brothers about emotional healing. And sometimes what that is, like, sometimes we carry baggage from a long time ago, and it gets to us, and we're not realizing that it's a problem that we continue to carry this wherever we go. And then once we do recognize something is wrong, and we start working on it and trying to figure out, like, what is wrong? Why? What? You know, my spirit is always broken when I think about this one particular thing. And, you know, maybe I need to resolve it. Maybe I need to call my friend and say, hey, I'm sorry, I hurt you. I hurt your feelings. And, you know, maybe when you call your friend will say, what are you talking about? And then you'll recognize, like, wow, I've been carrying this all these years for nothing. They don't even recognize what I feel and what I've been thinking I did that was so wrong. So, but the only way you can get to that conclusion is that you need to check yourself. You know, just kind of look within. You know, do some self-evaluation. You know, take time out for, you know, spiritual cleansing, emotional cleansing, you know, just like you do for physical cleansing when you take showers and baths. Sometimes we need to do that with our emotions. And it really can open you up, as when I had this conversation with my friend Miranda, and she was sharing you know, sharing the thoughts about, you know, what I was sharing with her. And she's like, Wardell, you just have to, sometimes you just got to let it go. You got to work it. You got to go there. You got to be ready and willing, and you have to be faithful. You have to trust that God has got this, that he has you. And give him the opportunity, you know, to show you that he has you. And you got to reach in sometimes and grab some of this mess that's got us all off track, and let him help us to get rid of some of this unnecessary baggage that we've been carrying around for so many years. And I tell you, it was an amazing opportunity for me to have had that conversation with her. So I talked with my brothers in my Bible study group about it, and it was awesome. And I just, you know, if any of you guys are suffering from, you know, anything like that, you might not even recognize that you're suffering. That's the whole thing. Because when it's emotional healing, that it's we kind of bypass that. We deal with things that are logical and all that kind of stuff, but when it comes to emotions, we just, And then it ends up getting pushed down. And that's how you end up in this situation. So like emotional healing is the process of acknowledging, allowing, accepting, interrogating, and processing painful life experiences and strong emotions. It may involve empathy, self-regulation, self-compassion, self-acceptance, mindfulness, and interrogation. And I said, interrogation, what does that got to do with anything? Well, interrogation is the thing. It's the beginning of the process, even though that's the last thing that I just read. It is actually, it's when you allow yourself to interrogate all the things that's going on, everything we just read. You know, you have to allow yourself to go through the process. You have to allow yourself to acknowledge what's happening and allowing acceptance. You know, and so that's what that is. You got to interrogate, you know. And so, but anyway, I want you, if you are, you know, doubting or feeling a little less than, to know that it's all good. It's all good. God has made provisions. He's made intellect to be able to break things like this down for us, so that we could try to understand it. And so once you start to do that, I want you to know this. I want you to remember this, that it is important that when you're starting to do that, and it's time now to start healing and getting better, one of the first things you need to know is that you need to be yourself, right? You need to be yourself. You must be yourself. This means ask what you want. You're setting boundaries, having your own beliefs and options, standing up for your values, wearing the clothes you want to wear, eating the food you want to eat, saying the things you want to say, and in 100 other ways, being you and not somebody small or false. You see, we hide in a lot of these things. And so sometimes we need to make sure, because it just depends on what your emotional healing, where it came from, what created it, right? Whatever created it, that's what you have to deal with. And those are some of the things that can help you. So anyway, I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys. And I hope that God, you know, I hope you get this relationship going with our Heavenly Father. I hope you call on Him. Just take out a moment or two, you know, go in your room, go in the closet somewhere, just between you and God, and say, I need some time. I need to talk to you. I got some things I need to share with you. He was ready. He's so ready for that. He can't wait for you to do that. And just start talking to Him. And eventually, you will get. And the communication between you and God is a very intimate and private thing. And eventually He will communicate with you in the way that He knows that you understand. And you'll say, oh, I got that. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Sometimes I'm talking, God's talking to me. And I go, oh, I heard that too. Yes, it was meant for me. You know how sometimes we go to the grocery store, when we go shopping, we go in there, right, to get things, you know, but everything in there we don't want, right? We only get going there to get the things that we want, right? And we may get a couple of extra things here and there, but we don't buy everything. We just get the things that we want, right? And so it's the same thing, you know, like when you're dealing with a church, you're going to church, right? Everything that the pastor is saying is not for you, but some of the things are right on point. It's exactly what you needed to hear. and you grab those things, and you take those things, and you start to take that and say, okay, God, I heard you. I heard what you said through the pastor. Okay, so, and you start to work with it. Say, how do I do this? He'll show you, just like he gave you that. It's a wonderful relationship. You're going to have a wonderful time. You're going to love Jesus. You're going to love him so much. You're going to get, you know, like those new Christians, right? They get a little out there and they want everybody, okay, you have to experience this. They get really wild because it's like never expected to have this kind of feeling with someone with a spirit, with the Spirit of God. You know, out of sight, out of mind, but not when it comes to God. Out of sight, and he's mine. He belongs to you. He's all yours. So trust him, because he loves being yours. All right, well, anyway, so listen, I just want you guys to have a blessed and beautiful week, and know that it is all good. And if you ever, you know, want to, you know, come hang out with us here at Solar Records Radio, you can email us at solarrecordsradio@gmail.com, or you can call us at 646-668-8537, 646-668-8537 through the show, and then we could pray for you right then and there, okay? So please feel free to do that. We love you, and we want to have a healthy community. Our community is the world. We want a healthy world, as we know that it's so unhealthy right now. So as we get ready to go, let's just pray a little bit and then we'll move on, okay? Thank you for being so amazing and hanging out today. We appreciate you. Oh, Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for just blessing us and giving us the opportunity to love you and get to know you better. And so right here and now, we want to just let you know that whatever it is that we're carrying and whatever it is that we're doing that's not right, Father, we want you to know that we surrender. We surrender, Father. We know that we can't do this without you. We throw up the flags. We just want to be with you. We want you to just take over, take us, make us yours. You're our Father. And we love you and we trust you, and we can close our eyes and just hold on to your hand and know that you got the whole world in your hand, and that you're going to take care of us, that you even come after one sheep, Father, so we know how important we are. We thank you right here in advance for just taking care of our issues for us. Thank you for carrying our cross. Thank you so much. We love you. You're so good. Thank you for our amazing mothers. Thank you for, you know, all the people that she was able to bless, and our mothers were blessing too. And thank you for all the amazing people that blessed our moms and took care of them. We are so grateful for everything that you do. And we thank you right here and now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys. Go be with God. Take care of yourselves. And thanks for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Podge Jr. I love you. Stay close. Stay close to him. He loves you. Stay close. Good night.
Above the music, above the songs, let your name be lifted high, Jesus. Let your name